Welcome to the Work Camper Show, a podcast devoted to helping you discover how to finance your RV travel dreams. I'm Steve Anderson, the president of Work Camper News. Each one of our episodes will either introduce you to people who are already living the RV lifestyle or to opportunities to work short-term jobs. You'll also learn how to hit the road the right way and make the most of every opportunity. Now let's turn over today's show to your host, Greg Gerber.
Thank you, Steve. Today, I'll speak with two women from Aramark Hospitality Management about work camping opportunities at resorts around the country, and specifically about the need for work campers in Northern Arizona. Today's episode is sponsored by Work Camper News. With its diamond and platinum membership tools, Work Camper News is much more than just a job listing website. When you put the tools of this professional service into action, you'll find out just how easy it can be to turn your work camping dreams into reality. The one-year memberships open the door to a one-stop shop for all things work camping. Being the original source for work camping, you'll find the largest number of job listings, be able to connect with the community of work campers, and view resources compiled by experts who've been enjoying the RV lifestyle for many years. If you're serious about leading a successful and enjoyable work camping lifestyle, then a diamond or platinum membership is for you. You can even get started with a free 30-day trial by visiting www.workcamper.com/trial. Embark on new adventures today with the support of Work Camper News behind you. Lindsay Yaroshak is a talent acquisition account manager with Aramark Hospitality, who is responsible for finding people to work at resorts in several western states. She is joined by Tracy King Garapolo, who works as an assistant human resources specialist at the Lake Powell Resort and Marina. Aramark contracts with a number of state and national parks to provide hospitality services as they relate to public-facing activities, such as hotels, restaurants, and guided tours. Lindsay hires work campers for four of those parks, including Olympic National Park in Washington, Crater Lake National Park in Oregon, South Lake Tahoe in California, and Lake Powell National Recreation Area at the Utah and Arizona border. There is a variety of jobs work campers perform, and it depends upon the location as to what jobs are available. Some resorts may hire people to work at the front desk, or provide concierge services, or do housekeeping jobs. Other sites hire workers to engage guests in a variety of activities or to lead tours. Some resorts need work campers in the food and beverage operations, while others serve as campground hosts and in retail centers like gift shops and grocery stores. There are a few jobs available for bus drivers and experienced boat captains, and all the locations need some type of maintenance help. Most work campers put in 40-hour work weeks during summer months, but they taper off in the fall. Again, it depends upon the location, but there are different shifts available too. All of the jobs are paid, but the rate depends on the location. Yet, work campers can take advantage of several great perks, like free or deeply discounted equipment rentals. Some locations offer free RV sites, while others charge a subsidy to cover utilities. No special training is required for most jobs, except marine mechanics and boat captains do need the tools and experience to be able to work on boats. Some cross-training is available, and promotion into managerial positions is possible too. Recruiting work campers takes place year-round, with a bigger push in the early part of the year. Returning work campers do enjoy some advantage in the ability to lock in jobs early. To tell us more about work camping opportunities with Aramark Hospitality Management, please welcome Lindsay Yaroshak and Tracy King Garapolo to the show. Thanks for joining me today, Lindsay and Tracy. I really appreciate you taking time to talk to us today. Tell us a little bit about yourselves and where you are.
Thanks, Greg, for having us. So Lindsay here. I am based out of Phoenix, Arizona, actually, but I am a talent acquisition manager with Aramark Hospitality Management. So I kind of focus on helping bring our beautiful locations out to everybody and getting people the opportunity to work with us.
Okay. And Tracy?
Hi, and this is Tracy, and it is a pleasure to be here. I'm really enjoying this opportunity. I am the assistant HR specialist here at Lake Powell. I started here back in 2018, sort of on a whim to help out in human resources. And I fell in love with the place. I fell in love with the people I work with. And so I am still here.
Very good. What is Aramark?
It's a great question. So Aramark is we're kind of known as a multi-service organization. Large corporation headquarters is in Philadelphia. what we do is provide services in all different sectors and industries. So everything from healthcare, uniforms, stadiums is where people tend to see us. But there's a segment of us called Aramark Hospitality Management, which is where Tracy and I are from, that is in hospitality and national parks and state parks. So we come into these locations and we provide all of the hospitality services, the guest-facing services in these locations. So everything from hotels to restaurants to retail to activities, guides, tours, everything that could be in one of our national parks, we would do.
How many operations do you have?
Across the nation, our division has 38 operations. Wow. However, when it comes to the seasonal park life, we have 11 major parks.
Okay. And the rest of the operations are staffed by people that you hire year-round?
Yep, year-round or locally, typically. They're more city-based hotels, conference centers, convention centers, or like amusement locations such as aquariums, museums, that kind of stuff. So they're a little bit more in the city across the nation.
Okay, but you have four that you hire work campers to work at.
That's correct. Yep. So we have four major parks that we have work campers working for us and we hire in. The first is Lake Powell Resorts and Marinas, right on the border of Arizona and Utah. And that's where Tracy's located. We also hire work campers at Crater Lake National Park in Southern Oregon, which is a giant volcano that there's a lake at the top of the volcano and it's a national park that's just stunning. But we do hire seasonal summer work campers there. In addition to that, we hire work campers out at Olympic National Park in Washington. Mm. So out on the Olympic Peninsula, we have four different hotels that we operate that each have campgrounds for work campers. And then we actually hire work campers out in South Lake Tahoe. We run a resort out there and we are able to coordinate with some local parks to allow work campers to live while they work for us in that area.
It sounds like there's a variety of things that you guys are operating. And what are some of the typical jobs that the work campers do? I know it sounds like you're doing campgrounds and hotels.
We do it all. Yep. And that's the unique opportunity with us and work campers is if you have a field of interest or something you want to do, we typically have a location that offers it. So we'll hire work campers to be in the hotels if they'd like to work at a concierge station, a front desk. They can work in recreation and activities. So a lot of our locations like Lake Powell and up at Crater Lake, we run boat tours. So we have had work campers who are boat captains and they'll live in their RVs and they'll captain boats for us on our lakes. We've had work campers who are working in food and beverage, whether they're a cook or a server or want to be a bartender. And then we also have some campgrounds where we'll hire in a few locations, campground host, or if they want to work at a retail shop and doing a cashier type role, we have like a campground retail location, grocery store. We have work campers who will live and work with us at one of those outlets. So our jobs are very vast across the hospitality industry. And really, you know, we tell people, you want to try something new? We typically have some sort of unique opportunity for you to do that.
So it sounds like a work camper would be able to get a job with Aramark and then stay there for a number of years if they wanted to.
They could. Yeah, we do have a handful of returners that that's what they do. They'll come back either season after season or if they're in a location that's year round, which our properties are pretty seasonal for the work campers. But Lake Powell is one of the ones that we do have some year round opportunities and some individuals do. That's what they choose to do. And they get to stay with us for multiple years. Or if they want to stay within the company and travel around, we have work campers who will go to a different park every season.
That's what I was talking about, were those people who could go from one location to another and just stay
they
within the company.
Can.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How long has your operation been hiring work campers?
For as long as I can remember. So I've been with the organization about 10 years. And we hired work campers out at Lake Powell for, I'd say the last 15 to 20 years. It's definitely been, it's been growing. When we first started, we maybe had just a handful that would come work for us as work campers. But over the last 5 years, we've really expanded further into that market and attracting those individuals since we were able to expand the campgrounds and some operations.
Okay. Is there a difference between the types of services that WorkCampers can provide compared to what you could hire locally?
Not really. Nope. Our opportunities are open either way. So what's unique about us is we hire just a little bit locally, but since our locations are national parks, we typically are offering housing to all of our employees. So we do have dormitories on site for individuals who need that and don't have an RV. But then we also have abilities and opportunities for work campers. So the type of jobs they could, you know, can go either way.
Very good. And how long have you been work camping, Tracy?
This is my, I started in 2017. So fourth full year.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Very good. What attracted
the first year I started off in a, I was going to say a more traditional working for a campground. And then I came out here and it is a different experience for sure.
Okay. I understand that you came out to try this job and fell in love with the Lake Powell area and haven't left.
That's true.
Yeah. What do you like most it about the job?
About here at Lake Powell or the job?
Both.
Lake Powell is, if you have never been here, it's really interesting because I see this happen so many times where people are driving or they're flying and it's a long day to get here and they're tired and they come to the desert. And it may not be exactly what they're expecting at first. And then each day you see people fall more in love with the beauty of the area. It really is stunning. The water is gorgeous. The surrounds, there's so much to do in this area. So it just really grabs a hold of you.
Mm-hmm. Now you are a seasonal employee, is that right?
I am a year-round employee.
Year-round.
I started off as a seasonal and then converted to a year-round.
Okay, very good. Well, I suppose that Lake Powell being up there would be a year-round opportunity, but wouldn't it get a little chilly sometimes in the winter?
Compared to where I was back east, it's really not too bad. Yeah. It's not bad. I mean, the first year I was here, I think we had a little bit of snow, and that was it for the most part. But no, it's not bad at all.
Okay. How many hours a week do you typically put in?
For my job, it's a 40-hour work week. For most of our jobs here, that's what we tell people. It's a 40-hour work week. There are some departments where there may be the opportunity for overtime. Might be like a marine mechanic position where they're just hustling. It's a busy season with boats. But for the most part, it's a 40-hour work week.
Okay. And do you work that like 8 hours a day or do you work 4 10-hour days and have 3 days off?
For what I do, it's Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, but every department is different. They could have different shifts depending upon where you are. There might be some weekend time again, depending upon what department you work in. So it just varies.
Is that pretty much across the entire spectrum of properties that you have, Lindsay, is that people are working 40 hours a week?
That's correct. So typically we see 40 hours a week during what we call peak, which is really the height of the summer, which can go from May to September, October, but then the hours may taper off kind of in the spring and fall. I would say a couple of locations like Lake Tahoe, they may be open to it, but on average, you're going to see that 40 hour work week, 35 to 40 hours a week.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of, these are paid jobs, all of them?
I would say all jobs are paid. They're all an hourly wage. So you get paid by the hour. So it's not a daily rate or anything like that. So just each hour you work, you would get paid. And if then you worked, you decided to do overtime or had that opportunity, we would pay overtime. So it's more of a standard payroll.
Do you get an RV site included in that?
Depends on the location. Some of our locations, we do offer it for free. A couple of the locations do charge a subsidized rate just to help cover the utilities. So that is one that varies a little bit.
Mm-hmm. What are the other kinds of perks that people can get working for Aramark?
For our location here, we have a lot of great perks. We have a big boat rentals operation here. Employees are able to utilize that to take a boat out on their day off at a hugely discounted rate. They're basically paying for fuel and insurance for the boat, which isn't much. They also, if you're a seasonal employee and you've worked here a certain amount of time, you can even rent one of our houseboats after the season. also nice. Same type of rate. So that's huge. We have employee discounts on property, that sort of thing.
What traits and qualifications are you looking for in work campers?
I can hop in on that one. I think we look for the same qualifications that we look in for with all of our employees, really. We want them to exemplify what the company stands for. We are very service-oriented. We want to provide the best we can to our customers. So we're looking for people that can meet that criteria. For work campers specifically, I think one of the thoughts I had in my head is what sets us out, what will make us stand out differently from another employee is we do like to see the commitment. I think there's a little bit of this perception, unfortunately, that work campers may not be in for the season. They can get up and leave if they're not happy. I have not seen that here. Maybe it's a testament to our company. Maybe it's the type of workers that we get. But we not only do we get worker campers coming and staying the whole season, they return season after season. So we look to see that reliability, if you will, that there will be a commitment to stay for the season.
Okay. Do they need specific skills?
With our operations here, it's such a variety. No, they don't. Certainly, if you have certain skills, if you're a marine mechanic, if you are any type of maintenance technician, if you are a chef, that certainly can help you with a particular line of work. But we start people and train them as we go.
I understand your husband is a pilot on one of the ships.
We call them a boat driver here.
Boat driver.
It took a while to get used to. The boat captain.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. And is that a work camping position too?
All of our positions can be a work camping position.
Really?
It's there's no differential between. So I can have a director of operations. Actually, one of my neighbors in the camp is a work camper. So there's no demarcation between one type of job and whether you're a work camper or not.
Do you provide training for all of these jobs?
We do.
Except for
again, it's going to be job specific. If you're, for example, I don't want to keep picking on marine mechanics, but if you are coming on as a marine mechanic two, for example, they're going to be looking for a certain fundamental level of experience. If you're coming here as a boat instructor to teach our guests how to operate the boat, that sort of training can be provided to you here.
Okay, very good. When do you normally begin recruiting?
It's a really good question.
Well, I can tell you about here at this property, and then Lindsay, if you have something different company-wide, we try to have our positions posted by mid-January. And it's almost like a college rolling admission where it doesn't stop. We don't post the last job January 3rd, 31st. It will continue. We'll post jobs throughout the summer even. But we generally try to start posting jobs mid-January. We'll start to bring on a very small group, usually for the lodge operations, sometimes around Valentine's Day, maybe later in the season, and then we step up. So we'll have a few people in April and more people in May, and we try to be fully staffed by June.
Fair enough.
And that's fairly common across all of our parks. Our jobs go up right after Christmas, and we try to have them up by that first or second week of January at the latest. And typically what you would expect with us is those January jobs, they'll go up live. We look for people to apply. We're typically working through getting our returners all solidified and what role they're going to take in January. And then we really start bringing in more new associates and hires around February is when we'll start talking to other candidates. We just want to make sure our returners kind of get in place first so we know what roles they want to come into. Because those who return with us, they may jump between roles too. They may work 1 year, you know, in this position, and then next year decide they want to go do that job. And so we try to get that worked out first before we start offering out to new individuals.
Well, that's almost like a perk then. It's almost like they get some sort of preferential treatment if they come back.
They do. Yep. Yeah. We try to, well, they really do. They really get first choice many times to get on board or a location if they're returning with us.
And are cross training opportunities available as well?
There are in many of our locations. We do see a lot of that where someone could have chosen to get a job in maybe as a server, but we can cross-chain them to be a bartender or a busser, or even some cases I've had someone start at the front desk and then they decided they want to go learn how to be a cook. And we started teaching them how to chop up onions. So there really is a lot of opportunity. And then if someone really enjoys it, we can offer promotional opportunities. So we've had individuals, kind of as Tracy mentioned, who have started with us maybe as a seasonal cashier, and now they're back and they're living as a work camper, but they're a manager or a supervisor. So that is something that we do have available within our organization as well.
How many work campers would you say return year after year?
To our location, that was interesting. I was trying to figure out how many. I would say we have about 50 to 60 RVs. Now, in an RV can be a couple that are working, so I couldn't give you an exact number about that. But when I look at those 50 to 60, I would say maybe 55% are returning.
Wow, that's a testimony. We
get a good number of returns, yeah.
Okay. What about the other properties?
It might be a little less. You know, Tahoe, this is new for us. Tahoe is the one property that's new to the work camper area. So this was our first year kind of going down and figuring out this opportunity. So we'll see how Tahoe does. Crater Lake, we probably have two or three that have returned year over year so far. Again, they're a little bit newer to us. And then Olympic Peninsula, they have had, again, probably one or two returning. So I'd say those parks are a little bit smaller when it comes to the amount of sites we have for our work campers to park their RVs. So we tend to see a little bit more turnover. Those parks are also a little bit more seasonal, especially Crater and Olympic. So like Crater, they're opening end of May and closing in October. So I think that's what's unique, is you got the really seasonal ones where there's a little bit higher turnover, but then you have the Lake Powell side where people do come back year over year and they get a little bit longer season or potentially even move into year round roles.
Are singles able to come work for you folks, or are you typically confined to hiring couples?
Nope, singles can work as well.
Oh, that's a good opportunity. What about families? I know that a lot of people or families with older children are traveling as well. So if you have somebody who is 14, 15, 16, 17, could they get a job there too?
So our limit is 16 and older, but Okay. Yes, we have had families do that before where they'll have a child who's 16, 17 with them and they all get jobs and they're all working for us. So we do offer that. We do allow within your own RV, if you have a pet, that's fine. Obviously you're responsible for cleaning up after it, but you can have a pet in your RV. And then if you do have younger children, we may not be able to offer them a job, but they can definitely, you know, be there. If that's what you choose to do within your home.
Okay. So if there's an RV site at one of the properties, you're expecting 40 hours from one person or 40 hours from both people? I guess that's what I'm getting at.
I guess it would depend on the jobs they go into.
Okay.
So to get the RV site, we would expect one person to be working. So in some cases we will have it where it's just one individual working and then others may be living with them, but not working.
Okay. That's good enough. So a family with smaller children would be able to be there with one parent working at the company and the other one staying at home doing fun things with them, with the kiddos.
Yep.
And how do you usually acquire your work campers?
We work with a couple different websites is kind of where we've spent a lot of our time. So, you know, workcamping.com, there's a few RVer job boards that we post on. So we started to build a presence out there on some of those recruiting sites more and more over the last couple of years. So we're a little bit new to them, but we're building our reputation there, hopefully. In addition, we've turned to Facebook quite a bit. So we've joined some RV site groups on Facebook of camp hosts or work campers, and we've shared opportunities. You know, just the other day I saw someone posting on it looking for a job in Oregon, and I just started sending them messages being like, I'm hiring. I've got an opportunity for you. So you know, we're trying to open up our reach to any way we can reach these individuals. Part of the reason why we're here with you, hoping that this can help get our name out there a little bit more, because I don't think work campers quite yet think of us when they think of opportunities. We're definitely trying to build that.
And what's involved in the hiring and the interviewing process?
It's a great question. So all of our applications are done online. So anyone can go to our website and apply. Once they get the application in, it gets reviewed. Hiring manager would contact the individual. So they look at the resume, reach out for an interview. Our interviews are all done virtually. So whether it's a video or a phone call, so you don't have to be at local at all. Once an interview is done, we would determine if we're going to offer a job. If we do, then we would send you a electronic offer. So it's all done digitally over the computers. Nothing has to be printed. Nothing has to be done face to face. We really do it all that way. And I'd say what happens is if someone gets a job offer, there is a background check requirement for all of our jobs. We do run a background check. And then some of our positions do require a drug test, but that just depends on the job. So some of our safety sensitive jobs are the ones that require drug tests. So if you're going to be driving vehicles, working on hotel rooms, operating a boat, in that type of case, we would require a drug test before coming to work for us.
Okay. And for you, Tracy, were there any other special things that you had to do to get your job?
No, actually, just I did have to do the background check and the pre-employment drug screening. And also some of our positions will require what we call a motor vehicle report. We're going to check the driving record as well if you're going to be operating company vehicles.
Okay. Now, Tracy, all of the properties are located in fun recreational areas, especially, like you said, Olympic National Forest. My goodness, that's the opportunities there are abounding. And Lake Powell, I'm the same way. There's so much to do in that area. What kinds of things can you do in Lake Powell in your off hours?
Well, of course, the lake is the big draw. So any type of lake, granted, boating, kayaking, swimming, all of that is very popular. You can go south of the Glen Canyon Dam here and do some fishing. So we have a lot of people that love to fish. Now, I will admit I'm not much of a hiker, but we are in the center of what they call the Grand Circle. So Zion Canyon is a day trip. The North Rim, even the South Rim to a certain extent of the Grand Canyon, those are day trips. There is so much to do. If you just want to get out and explore, we have a lot of people that have Jeeps and other vehicles like that, that they can go off-road, and they will do that through the BLM lands here. There's an endless amount of activity available.
Mm-hmm. The Colorado River runs right through that area too, so people can do some spectacular rafting, if I'm not mistaken.
We actually have that operation here. We have two different types of what we call downriver. One is a day trip where you can go on a pontoon. The trip that I did, which was also a perk for us, I believe if it's not discounted, it might be free or at least discounted to take the half day Glen Canyon trip where you go down on a pontoon with a tour guide and get some education about the area. They take you to a place called Lee's Ferry. And then we have a bus that will transport you back up to the base. We also have the multi-day whitewater rafting trips, wilderness downriver adventures. I'm not quite brave enough to do that, but people who are love it.
That's great. What are some of the other things that people can do in the other areas that you have operations?
That's a good question. There is, like Tracy kind of mentioned, Lake Powell or other parks have a lot going on. So in Olympic, we actually, at some of our locations, offer boat rentals and tours. So our employees get discounts for that, where they could go kayaking or kayaking or stand up paddle board. We do have a few kind of more paddle boat rentals, stuff like that, in some of our lakes up there. But a lot of what people do in Olympic is hiking. The Olympic Peninsula has such a diverse ecosystem. I mean, it goes from a rainforest to a hiking kind of warmer climate to an area with the really tall trees to the beach. So you get a little bit of a lot of different environments. So what we see a lot of our employees do out there is exploring those different sides of the peninsula and hiking through them and seeing different trails or experiences. Crater Lake is also really known for its hiking, hiking and bike riding. So uniquely enough, Crater Lake National Park is one of the areas where we have a lot of cyclists. There's a few tours that actually come through and cycling groups that they train at Crater Lake because of the higher elevation. So we have a lot of people that bike and they pick up biking while they're out there to kind of really get into the cycling and the scenic views. But a lot of hiking out there. We do run tours on the lake that employees can go on. We don't allow, there's no swimming allowed in that lake, unfortunately, by Park Service rules, but there's other ways to go experience it. And then Lake Tahoe, we're right there in South Lake Tahoe, like I mentioned, and there's the lake itself to go enjoy. I mean, there's parasailing, wakeboarding, water skiing, paddleboard. A lot of people go out and enjoy the lake or just experiencing the beauty of Tahoe.
I don't want to overlook, I feel the need to give a shout out to our housing department here at Lake Powell, because they've also put a lot of effort into having daily activities for housing residents, which would include the work campers. So it could be something like a movie night or a paint night or a trip to one of the places that I had mentioned. There's always something to do here in your off hours, if you'd like.
And this is provided for the work campers?
It's provided for anybody in the housing department, a resident of housing, which includes our work campers.
Okay. So it's kind of like they're building a team and a community at the same time.
It is. And we've done some great things in the past. Last year, we had to take a little bit of a break because of COVID, but we have had things like our Summer Olympics, where any employee, you don't have to be a housing resident, but it was open to employees to participate in all kinds of games and fun and just trying to build a sense of community here and recreation. So there is plenty to do.
That sounds like fun. Now, when you're scheduling time or work time, are people getting time off consecutive days, or are they working like four days on, one day off, 3 days on, one day off, that type of thing?
For our property here, our managers are really great in recognizing, and this may not be exactly the question you're asking, but for example, if you're a couple trying to work with you so that you have the same days off, we have consecutive days off. As it turns out, mine are Saturday and Sunday. When my husband's working as a captain, he might have Sunday, Monday off. So we'd at least get one day together. That was our choice. It was the best of both worlds. But yeah, they can work with you on your schedule.
Okay. Is that pretty much across the system?
Yeah, we do our best to work with individuals. We want to make sure that the experience with us, while yes, there's a job you're fulfilling, we want you to enjoy it and then, you know, get to really explore and appreciate the area. Cause you know, the more you learn about our areas we're in, the more you can help educate our guests. And it just makes it fun for everyone. So we try to give everyone consecutive days off. As Tracy mentioned, if there's a couple, we do our best to see if we can make sure there's at least one day off together or, you know, flex in some ways to make sure that it works.
I know that COVID restrictions appear to be coming to an end across the country. Are there any things that you guys are doing that work campers would need to be aware of?
For most of our locations, you know, there is additional training that they're going to have to go through. All associates who come work for us, there's some additional safety and sanitation training. So we've really ramped up as a business just to prep and make sure to educate everyone who comes to our location of how to stay safe. In many of our locations, we are still requiring masks and face coverings to be worn. So some of that's issued from our uniforms department, but that would be one of the things to kind of keep in mind is while restrictions are starting to lift in many of our national parks, we are maintaining some of them as we are on federal land. We tend to have to follow guidance from the federal government of what we do in regard to the restrictions, a little bit more so than what the states may be doing.
Very good. What can a work camper do to stand out?
Put right at the top of your resume, I'm a work camper. Really, though, you know, that's the one thing that we've been having a lot of discussion about is how do we make sure to identify them? Because quite honestly, to us, every work camper is a diamond in the rough. We have a unique need for work campers to join our team just due to our limitations on housing and local areas because we are remote. So we're always looking at like, how do we identify who has an RV, who's a work camper, and make sure we get to talk with them. So any indication on a resume or on the application that that's what they're coming in for would be great. We look for that. Additionally, if you go to our website, every year as we're hiring, we hold these virtual hiring events. And this year we actually held specific work camp or hiring events. So I encourage those who are interested, you know, check out our website, check out our events. When you see those work camp or ones, you can register, interview with us, and even get an offer within the same day, because we specifically are kind of seeking out this population.
Wow. So you really need work campers.
We really want them.
We want them.
If somebody really wants to work for your company, though, is there something that they can do to make sure their application stands out among all the other work campers? Or isn't it really that big of a problem right now?
I think it's, you know, I don't think that's as big of a problem for us right now. You know, in our current market, we are still hiring a ton of jobs. Every application coming through, we're heavily considering. I think to really stand out or to really try to secure a spot, it would be maybe being open to a variety of jobs. If you're going to niche yourself and say, I only want to be a bartender at this one location, it may be a very popular job and it's one that fills up quickly with returners, potentially. So if you're limiting yourself, that makes it harder. But if you're open to opportunities, if you identify yourself on the resume saying, I'm a work camper, I'm willing to work all season, we can 99.9% of the time find a spot for you.
Lindsay, if there was one thing that you wish all work campers knew before coming to work for Aramark, what would that be?
One of the things I'd say to keep in mind, I think this is something Tracy alluded to earlier, is this, you know, we are still a company. We still have a lot of operations happening. It is a fast-paced environment. There is work to be done. You know, we want everyone to be able to come with and enjoy the parks and experience them. But we also all have a job that has to be done to keep these locations moving forward. And I think that's one of the things I like work campers and people understand is, please come work. We always say work hard, play hard. I think that's really, we live by that motto in our business, because we all do have to put in the time and work hard. And there is stuff we have to do to meet the guest needs. But then we want you to have a ton of fun at the same time and get to explore and enjoy. So really kind of living by that motto is something I want everyone to keep in mind.
Tracy, do you have any advice to people who are work campers who'd consider coming to Aramark? Do it.
It's just a wonderful experience. It's very, you know, you had asked, I think Lindsay was asking earlier about, was answering earlier about compensation, and you had asked about if you have to give so much work time in exchange for your site, which can be very popular and common among work campers. Here, you get paid for your hour's work and you get paid a decent wage. It varies depending upon the job. At my location here in Lake Powell, we have four different locations on Lake Powell. I'm at the Wobweep location. We do pay, it's a small amount for the campsite each month, and it comes out of a payroll deduction. But it's nice to, you just feel like a true employee for a company that cares about its employees here.
Okay. That's good. So they do value you.
Absolutely.
Where can people get more information about these opportunities?
That's a great question. Online is the best. So our website, you can go to, it's borderlesscareers.com is one of our main websites. Or if you want to learn about Lake Powell specifically, it's lakepowelljobs.com. But that Borderless Careers website has all of our parks listed. So you can learn about each park. There's a whole FAQs on there, photos, videos that you can check out. There's an opportunity to see all of our jobs there and their job descriptions, as well as there's a what we call our career community. So if you want to know when jobs go live at a certain park, you can join our newsletter there and we'll notify you when they do go up or when a hiring event is happening. So that website really is the best place to go. I do share if someone has, you know, further questions or anything, we do have a recruiter inbox too they can reach out to ask more. That's just hospitalitymanagement@aramark.com. And that's A-R-A-M-A-R-K. That is directly monitored by actually myself and a few other recruiters. And we try to respond within about 24 to 48 hours to all inquiries or resumes or questions or phone calls to learn more. So you know, we really encourage people to reach out. We're unique in how we operate and what we offer. So happy to field questions or help people find the right opportunity for themselves. And then what I would say, just to add on there, if someone's ready to apply right now and they want to go for one of our jobs that we have at the moment, you can actually text us as to search our jobs. You can text hospitality jobs to 63,000, so 63000, and we will help you fill out the application, everything through text. So we try to make it as easy as possible for people to get connected and find out more about us.
So are there jobs available yet this summer?
There still are jobs available. We do. You know, I'd say locations are a little bit more limited at the moment. You know, while we, I believe their camps, their work camper positions are filled for right now. And Tracy, please correct me if I'm wrong, but we still have at Bullfrog Marina and Halls Crossing, which is another marina on the lake. They've got openings for work campers. Crater Lake still has opening for work campers. And even Tahoe has openings for work campers.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much for taking the time to answer all of my questions. It sounds like a great opportunity. And like Tracy's had, lots of fun working for you. And I hope this generates some interest among people to fill out applications and come work for you.
Wonderful. Well, thank you, Greg, so much for inviting us and letting us, you know, be a part of it. Really appreciate the opportunity.
It was a great opportunity. Thank you very much.
I'd like to thank Lindsay Yaroshak and Tracy King Garopolo for telling us about work camping opportunities with Aramark Hospitality Management. Work campers enjoy a variety of full-time jobs at multiple locations in the Western United States. Once people have worked at one Aramark Hospitality location, it's easy for them to transfer to another resort. That means people have many opportunities to work within the same company, but at different locations. Tracy and her husband, on the other hand, got jobs at the Lake Powell Resort and Marina, fell in love with the desert scenery as well as the lake, so they stayed for many years. The jobs are open to singles and couples, although some campgrounds may have limited availability for solo work campers. Teenagers who are at least 16 years old can also get jobs at the resorts. Families with young children are welcome too. All of the jobs will require a background check and pre-employment drug screening. People who will be operating Aramark vehicles will have their driving record reviewed as well. All of the Aramark properties are located in high-demand tourist destinations, which means there are plenty of things to do during off-hours. The company even plans and schedules special activities for work campers and other seasonal staff, especially for those who are working in the housekeeping positions. While managers make every effort to set schedules so that their couples have the same days off, sometimes they'll only have one day off together, but each work camper usually enjoys 2 days off in a row. People who are interested in applying for a position can find more information at www.borderlesscareers.com. There will be a schedule posted for virtual hiring events at that site too. There are still a few jobs available this season. So if you'd like to work hard and play hard, be sure to check out work camping opportunities available through Aramark Hospitality Management by visiting www.borderlesscareers.com. Today's episode is sponsored by The Dreamer's Journey. It's a new online course and community produced by Work Camper News. Life is way too short to keep your dreams on hold, so don't be held back by fear because you were designed for more. Get started in the RV lifestyle the right way with this comprehensive guide. For just $29.95 for 90 days of access, Dreamers have unlimited viewing of 50-plus videos to learn things like what type of RV to buy, goal setting, how to budget for the adventure, developing a positive mindset, setting up a domicile, operating a small business on the road, plus all about work camping and how to find the right job for you. Each video is 30 to 90 minutes long, giving in-depth coverage on each topic. There's no wrong time to get started, so for more information, visit www.rvdreamersjourney.com. That's all I have for today's show. Next week, I'm going to speak with someone from Christian Resort Ministries who is looking for volunteer chaplains to work at campgrounds in Arizona, Texas, and Florida. Sounds like a rewarding service opportunity, and I'll have more details on the next episode of The Work Camper Show. Thanks for listening.